to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back. It's 2020, and I have been gone for so long. I apologize. It's been a hell of a month, a hell of a year so far, and I've had so much to do. So I'm finally back. I'm so stinking excited. I have so much to tell you guys about, and this week's episode is kind of just like a catch up and telling you what's been going on in my life. So yeah, well, I guess we'll talk about the biggest thing going on recently, and that's the fact that I decided to rebrand my business. So, if you guys didn't know, for the last year and a half, I've had a business that I've poured my heart and soul into that I truly, 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 truly love. It's a brand of web design, business, and I truly love it. But as I was working, as I was getting ready for 2020, planning out my content, what I wanted to do, I realized that I was not where I wanted to be, and where I wanted to be, my business name could not take me. So that might sound a little weird, but Dream Now Media was the name of my business, and it was an amazing name. I truly loved it. It was inspired, but it couldn't and wouldn't allow me to grow and turn it into what I wanted it to be, which I want my business to be a full-service brand studio. So I was stuck between a rock and a hard place for the longest time trying to figure out, should I keep Dream Now Media and not grow my business? Should I change the name, lose the name that I've built around for the last year and a half? Or should I just bite the bullet, change my business, and grow it, because that's what I ultimately wanted to do. Now, at this point, I also have a friend who I'm now working with in my business, and I had to sit and talk to them, and I needed to come up with a plan. Like, if I were to rebrand, what would it be? Why would I do it? And how could it help? So I started off with a bunch of different names, and it was hard coming up with names that weren't already taken. There were quite a few that I loved. I loved Canyon Creative Company. I thought it was so beautiful. M Creative Company, and like a few others that were like me or that related to what I do or my life, something in that aspect. And there was no winners. There was so many losers in that name choice. But then I came up with one that I truly, truly felt connected to. And it's Canyon Moon Creative Company. And now, before you go and say, but you're a Harry Styles fangirl, did you just pick the name because of his song? No. Y'all shut your hater mouths right now, because that's not why I chose the name. While his Canyon Moon song is amazing, it's not why. If you guys didn't know, I grew up in a small town in California that you've never ever heard of before, and that's totally okay. But in order to get to the closest city, you had to travel through this thing called the Canyon. That's the name of it. It's the Kern River Canyon. And you had to travel through it to get down to the nearest city. Not even a big city. There's like so many things that aren't there. But to get to the city, you had to travel an hour through this canyon. And it's a big part of who I was growing up, what my creative endeavors were. I cannot tell you guys how many of my creative endeavors were planned in that canyon. Well, actually, I kind of can. My short films, the first short film I ever made was planned in that canyon underneath the moonlight. Some of my greatest film ideas, some of my greatest business ideas, my production company that I had before I ever started this business, was planned under that canyon moon. Even the idea to start this business was conceived underneath the canyon moon, driving home one night after I dropped out of college. So it really just meant a lot to me, because it's something that I connected to so well. It was one that I was like, Canyon Moon, that's perfect. Like, I absolutely fell in love with it, and I could see my entire brand unfolding within probably 20 minutes of coming up with that name. So then it was time to convince my business partner to change the name. I spent a solid 2 weeks, I think, trying to convince them that changing the brand name was right and that it could help us in so many ways, because I felt that Dream Now Media was almost childish in a way, and that it couldn't help us grow. We couldn't reach high-end clients, which is really something I wanted to do and want to do this year. I want to reach those bigger clients, work on those bigger projects. I don't just want to work with new entrepreneurs. Even though I absolutely love working with brand new entrepreneurs, I want to expand my clientele. So that was one of the huge things I felt like needed to change, and that's why we needed a new name. There was also the fact that there's literally so many different things I want to do. I don't just want to work on brand and web design. I want to have content creation, branded photography, videography. I want to expand into workshops and teaching and courses and masterclasses. And those things I just felt like could not fit under the old brand name. So it took a long time, but I finally convinced my business partner that it was the right thing to do to change the name. And so that is something that I've been working so very hard on recently. I have been working on new designs, setting up the new website, just so many different things. It's kind of insane. I reworked so much of my business to go around this new name. I reworked packages, I reworked pricing. I even reworked some of my website copy that I had written to redo the Dream Now Media site so it matched what we were doing for Canyon Moon Creative Company. And honest to goodness, I feel so good about this change. For a while, I was like, maybe I shouldn't even change it. But now that I have, now that we have the Instagram set up, the Pinterest, all of that, and the fact that we're getting the website ready to be switched over from Dream Now Media to Canyon Moon Creative, I just feel so good about it all. It's amazing. I absolutely feel like this is the right decision to make. And it honestly has already paid off. Since changing the business name, I have brought in even more clients. I've done so many things. I've signed on with my first coach, which is huge for me. There's just so many different things that I'm so excited about with this new name. So, yeah, that's kind of where I've been recently. I've also just been like on an extended vacation because I was dealing with some really bad burnout around the end of November. Like the last podcast episode I put out, I was so incredibly burned out when I recorded that, and I was just ready to take a break. So I've been on an extended vacation, and it's been amazing. I've been back in my hometown, and it's been great. So that's been going on, and I'm also getting ready to celebrate my 21st birthday. If you guys didn't know, I'm actually only 20. It's in the description of this show, but something that I've been wanting to do for a long time is actually going to happen on my 21st birthday. I'm so excited. We're going wine tasting on the coast of California, and I really think it's going to be fun. It's been life. It's been life. So I'm so sorry I have been absent from the podcast, from everything, and I'm back now. I hope you guys are okay with it. I hope you guys missed me. I missed you so much. You have no idea. But I'm back. There's a bunch of new content coming for the rest of the season. And yes, it's going to be amazing. Now, before we get into the rest of the episode, of course, we have to go through our ads. So let's get to that. And then let's get to all the other goodness. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code Canyon Moon Creative Co. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. So, this week's Small Creator Shoutout goes to Molly Ho of Molly Ho Studio. She is an amazing brand and marketing strategist and designer. I'm absolutely loving the content she's putting out on Instagram. I just recently found her, and it's so amazing. She shares so much insightful information. She shares a bit about her story, about ways to grow brands and businesses using social media. It's really all just so amazing. So if you guys want to check her out and stalk her like I've been doing, because she's honestly that good, you guys can head to at Molly Ho Studio on Instagram, at MollyHoStudio, and let her know that the Creative Boss Babe podcast sent you. I mentioned him once, so of course Harry Styles has to be this week's song of the week. You guys know how much I love him, and he put out his new album in December, and of course I would have been here talking about it, but I had a much needed break. And so this week's song of the week is She. I am so obsessed with his entire album, Fine Line, but She is absolutely one of my favorite songs, and I definitely think everybody should check it out because it's just so good. It's such a vibe. Like, I feel so relaxed when I'm listening to this album, so I think y'all will love it too. So this week's song of the week is She by Harry Styles from his latest album, Fine Line, and you can listen to it now on the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify, which is always linked on our link hub, which is dreamnowmedia.com/links. So that about wraps up this week's podcast episode. Again, I'm so sorry I have been gone for so stinking long, but I'm so excited to finally be back and creating new content for you because I love and miss you guys. So I hope you guys liked this episode. If you did, please, please, please give this podcast a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or leave it any rating on social media or anywhere, anywhere, anywhere. Just go ahead and be like, hey, you guys should definitely check out this podcast. It's called this. You can get it here. You can share it through Spotify. There's so many ways you can promote the podcast, but please, 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 if you really, really love this podcast, please share it with everybody you know so we can continue growing and reaching all of these amazing new listeners and creating an amazing, amazing fan group. Okay, so that being said, if you guys want to join an exclusive Facebook group for my favorite listeners, we have the Creative Boss Babe community on Facebook that you guys can join right now. The link will be in the description of this episode. All you have to do is go click there, answer the few questions, and you're in. So yeah, I hope you guys like this episode. Again, I'm sorry, but I will be back next week with a brand new episode. Okay, bye.